Book 9, Chapter 10, Concerning Jeroboam, King of Israel, and Jonah the prophet, and how after the death of Jeroboam his son Zechariah took the government, how Uzziah, king of Jerusalem, subdued the nations that were round about him, and what befell him when he attempted to offer incense to God. In the 15th year of the reign of Amaziah, Jeroboam the son of Joash reigned over Israel in Samaria 40 years. This king was guilty of tumuli against God, and became very wicked in worshipping of idols, and in many undertakings that were absurd and foreign. He was also the cause of 10,000 misfortunes to the people of Israel. Now one Jonah, a prophet, foretold to him that he should make war with the Syrians, and conquer their army, and enlarge the bounds of his kingdom on the northern parts to the city Hamath, and on the southern to the lake Asphaltiris. For the bounds of the Canaanites originally were these, as Joshua their general had determined them. So Jeroboam made an expedition against the Syrians, and overran all their country, as Jonah had foretold. Now I cannot but think it necessary for me, who have promised to give an accurate account of our affairs, to describe the actions of this prophet, so far as I have found them written down in the Hebrew books. Jonah had been commanded by God to go to the kingdom of Nineveh, and when he was there, to publish it in that city, how it should lose the dominion it had over the nations. But he went not out of fear. Nay, he ran away from God to the city of Joppa, and finding a ship there, he went into it, and sailed to Tarsus in Cilicia. And upon the rise of a most terrible storm, which was so great that the ship was in danger of sinking, the mariners, the master, and the pilot himself made prayers and vows in case they escaped the sea. But Jonah lay still and covered in the ship, without imitating anything that the others did. But as the waves grew greater and the sea became more violent by the winds, they suspected, as is usual in such cases, that someone of their persons that sailed with them was the occasion of this storm, and agreed to discover by lot which of them it was. When they had cast lots, the lot fell upon the prophet. And when they asked him whence he came and what he had done, he replied that he was a Hebrew by nation and a prophet of Almighty God. And he persuaded them to cast him into the sea if they would escape the danger they were in, for that he was the occasion of the storm which was upon them. Now at the first they durst not do so, as esteeming it a wicked thing to cast a man who was a stranger, and who had committed his life to them, into such a manifest perdition. But at last, when their fortune overbore them, and the ship was just going to be drowned, and when they were animated to do it by the prophet himself, and by the fear concerning their own safety, they cast him into the sea, upon which the sea became calm. It is also reported that Jonah was swallowed down by a whale, and that when he had been there 3 days, and as many nights, he was vomited out upon the Euxine Sea, and this alive, and without any hurt upon his body. And there, on his prayer to God, he obtained pardon for his sins, and went to the city of Nineveh, where he stood so as to be heard, and preached, that in a very little time they should lose the dominion of Asia. And when he had published this, he returned. Now I have given this account about him, as I found it written in our books. When Jeroboam the king had passed his life in great happiness, and had ruled 40 years, he died, and was buried in Samaria, and his son Zechariah took the kingdom. After the same manner did Uzziah, the son of Amaziah, begin to reign over the two tribes in Jerusalem, in the 14th year of the reign of Jeroboam. He was born of Jecoliah, his mother, who was a citizen of Jerusalem. He was a good man, and by nature righteous and magnanimous, and very laborious in taking care of the affairs of his kingdom. He made an expedition also against the Philistines, and overcame them in battle, and took the cities of Gath and Jabneh, and broke down their walls, after which expedition he assaulted those Arabs that adjoined to Egypt. He also built a city upon the Red Sea, and put a garrison into it. He, after this, overthrew the Ammonites, and appointed that they should pay tribute. He also overcame all the countries as far as the bounds of Egypt, and then began to take care of Jerusalem itself for the rest of his life. For he rebuilt and repaired all those parts of the wall which had either fallen down by length of time, or by the carelessness of the kings, his predecessors, as well as all that part which had been thrown down by the king of Israel, when he took his father Amaziah prisoner, and entered with him into the city. Moreover, he built a great many towers, of 150 cubits high, and built walled towns in desert places, and put garrisons into them, and dug many channels for conveyance of water. He also had many beasts for labor, and an immense number of cattle, for his country was fit for pasturage. He was also given to husbandry, and took care to cultivate the ground, and planted it with all sorts of plants, and sowed it with all sorts of seeds. He had also about him an army composed of chosen men, in number 370,000, who were governed by general officers and captains of thousands, who were men of valor, and of unconquerable strength, in number 2,000. He also divided his whole army into bands, and armed them, giving every one a sword, with brazen bucklers and breastplates, with bows and slings. And besides these, he made for them many engines of war for besieging of cities, such as cast stones and darts, with grapplers and other instruments of that sort. While Uzziah was in this state, and making preparation for fatuity, he was corrupted in his mind by pride, and became insolent, and this on account of that abundance which he had of things that will soon perish, and despised that power which is of eternal duration, which consisted in piety towards God, and in observing the laws. So he fell by occasion of the good success of his affairs, and was carried headlong into those sins of his father, which the splendor of that prosperity he enjoyed, and the glorious actions he had done, led him into, while he was not able to govern himself well about them. Accordingly, when a remarkable day was come, and a general festival was to be celebrated, he put on the holy garment, and went into the temple to offer incense to God upon the golden altar, which he was prohibited to do by Azariah the high priest, who had 80 priests with him, and who told him that it was not lawful for him to offer sacrifice, and that none besides the posterity of Aaron were permitted to do so. And when they cried out that he must go out of the temple and not transgress against God, he was wroth at them and threatened to kill them, unless they would hold their peace. In the meantime, a great earthquake shook the ground, and a rent was made in the temple, and the bright rays of the sun shone through it, and fell upon the king's face, insomuch that the leprosy seized upon him immediately. And before the city, at a place called Eroge, half the mountain fell off from the rest on the west, and rolled itself 4 furlongs, and stood still at the east mountain, till the roads, as well as the king's gardens, were spoiled by the obstruction. Now as soon as the priests saw that the king's face was infected with the leprosy, they told him of the calamity he was under, and commanded that he should go out of the city as a polluted person. Hereupon he was so confounded at the sad distemper, and sensible that he was not at liberty to contradict, that he did as he was commanded, and underwent this miserable and terrible punishment for an intention beyond what befitted a man to have, and for that impiety against God which was implied therein. So he abode out of the city for some time, and lived a private life, while his son Jotham took the government. After which he died with grief and anxiety at what had happened to him, when he had lived 68 years, and reigned of them 52, and was buried by himself in his own gardens.